Hello and a warm welcome to this week's Start-Stop Reflection from St. Stephen Walbrook. This Lent, in our services, reflections and informal Bible discussions, we're taking the opportunity to immerse ourselves a little more deeply in the Gospel of John. Part of this exploration involves considering some of the characters that feature in John's Gospel, but not in the other three. Today we will spend a few minutes thinking about Nicodemus, who appears three times in the Gospel. Initially in chapter 3, from which I will read verses 1 to 10. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things?" Nicodemus had a lot to lose. He was a well-respected, wealthy Jewish aristocratic teacher who was a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish assembly of 70 members that represented the chief priests, the elders and the lawyers, and ruled Jewish religion and society. He was from the heart of the Jewish establishment and the heart of Jewish wisdom. He approaches Jesus under the cover of darkness to avoid detection, and to ask questions and find out more about Jesus. In response, Jesus appears a little frosty. Jesus sees Nicodemus as one of those referred to at the end of the previous chapter in John, who believed in Jesus because of the miracles or signs that he was performing, rather than engaging more deeply with his teaching and who Jesus is. After all, several distinguished rabbis in Jewish writings were credited with performance of miracles. In this exchange with Nicodemus, Jesus explains that those wishing to be part of the new community he is creating need to be born anew or born from above, to trust not in the ways of the world but in the Spirit of God, and to allow their lives to be directed by the winds of the Spirit. Nicodemus is confused and misunderstands Jesus. And this may well have been the intention of Jesus. Nicodemus slightly bizarrely assumes Jesus is talking about a second physical birth from the womb rather than a spiritual rebirth. Jesus further somewhat tartly comments that he is surprised that a reputable teacher like Nicodemus doesn't understand the Jewish Old Testament teachings about the outpouring of God's Spirit. It's a chastening, somewhat humiliating experience for Nicodemus, but through his humble approach to Jesus and through asking obvious questions and engaging with Jesus, his journey of becoming a disciple started. He may have initially been too precious about his own reputation to seek out and question Jesus in daylight. However, the other appearances of Nicodemus in John's Gospel show how his discipleship and courage in his relationship with Jesus evolve. In chapter 7, Nicodemus reappears, speaking favourably for Jesus before the Jewish authorities. And then, after the crucifixion, Nicodemus, a member or perhaps former member of the Jewish council, helps Joseph of Arimathea to bury Jesus, showing the depth of his commitment. The evolution of the discipleship and commitment of Nicodemus grew gradually from his challenging encounter with Jesus, but it reached the point where he was completely prepared to risk his reputation with the Jewish establishment and openly contravene Jewish law by handling the dead body of Jesus. For many of us, the processes of deepening our commitment and discipleship are a slow burn. We may need time to develop the courage to allow the blasts of the Spirit to upset our ordered lives and to drive our priorities. Many of us may need time to reflect, to ask questions and be prepared to receive challenging answers that aren't what we expect to hear. Today, the Church celebrates the life of Polycarp, a bishop of Smyrna in what is now Western Turkey, who was martyred in the arena at Smyrna by the Romans in 155 AD at the age of 86. Polycarp, whose name means much fruit, refused to offer incense to the Roman emperor, saying, 86 years I have served Christ, and he never did me any wrong. How can I blaspheme my king who saved me? Polycarp was a crucial link in the Church's history, in that he had been a disciple of John the Apostle, whose eyewitness reports and reflections formed the evidence and basis for John's Gospel. Polycarp was able to teach on the basis of what he had learned from John and to challenge those developing unorthodox teachings. Polycarp also taught the young Irenaeus, who was to become one of the early Church's leading teachers and writers. We have the privilege of continuing this unbroken chain of followers, stretching back to Jesus himself. Do take the opportunity this Lent to explore the glories of John's Gospel and allow the breezes of the Spirit of Jesus to take hold and to challenge. And like Nicodemus, do ask questions. We close with a poem about Nicodemus by Mary Elizabeth Coleridge. With slow and stealthy steps he trod the darkening and deserted streets, and no one in the market greets the man upon his way to God. By night he left the splendid home that sheltered many a sleeping guest. When another lay at rest, the master of the house would roam. Was there a single soul that knew? No, for he feared the eye of scorn, the crooked laugh of anger born. Only the bats about him flew. The broidered borders of his gown he covered o'er, that no one might see. Shall good come out of Galilee? This were the mock of all the town. But in the city named for peace, no peace his weary heart had known, and ever in the crowd alone he waged a war that would not cease. He came by night, and yet he came, and he that was himself the way shall own him in the judgment day, and to the world confess his name. Many thanks for joining me for this reflection. Do join us on Thursday evenings at 7:30 by Zoom for our walk through John's Gospel. Details are on the Church's website. The recording of our weekly song Eucharist will be available on the website from Saturday. Have a safe and blessed week ahead.